cost is going to go down significantly. And we've seen 30 to 40% reduction in the last couple of weeks because of these two variables that's coming hand to hand together.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back to yet another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. In my quarantined home office, using the best tech that we possibly can. So you'll have to excuse any sound issues or video issues if you're watching on YouTube. This is your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal. And today we've got an amazing topic. You know what? If you're looking to build an email list, if you're looking to pick up leads. Now, this doesn't have to be just for an email list. You could be looking to get leads for a local business. Listen, I know local businesses are hurting at this very moment, but they're going to come back. They're going to open at some point, right? And when they open up, you know what they're going to need the most? They're going to need leads. And if you're building an online business, an e-commerce or digital publishing, there's no better time to do lead generation than now. And our guest today is not only one of my greatest friends, business partners, and just, I mean, this is the person who basically taught me media buying. This is the person that helped teach me how to do traffic generation. Before him, I was really just doing affiliates and organic things. And he's here to tell you today that I know we're sitting in a tough economy and we're sitting in a tough space, but there is massive opportunity in a good way, not in a bad way. There's massive opportunity right now. So today's episode is all about how to generate, how he generated 4,000 email leads. I want you to just take that in. 4,000 email leads at 11 cents a lead in 24 hours or less. Okay, now that's 11 cents because he went wide scale in 24 hours, but you can actually get leads as little as 6 cents right now, right out of Facebook. Right out of Facebook. This blows my mind. It's amazing stuff. And there's two reasons for it that we're gonna talk about today. One is because of the massive environment inside of Facebook right now, because of the fact that so many people have run from it, that supply versus demand, economics 101, is working in your favor. There is massive supply, low demand, costs have come down. The second thing is the type of ad he's going to talk about today. Even during the heydays, like 3 months ago when we weren't on this economic shutdown, people don't use this type of ad, which is crazy because even I don't. And so I'm going to fix that now. I'm going to start using it. But I just want to remind you, learn.com, LURN.com. Are you a member or are you not? You're missing out. If you're not, come on, join the family. We've got some amazing things going on, some amazing courses. This is your entrepreneurial home. It's free to sign up. LURN.com. Get in there. Now, without further ado, I really want to welcome my good friend and marketing genius, Mr. Fred Lam. Freddie Mac, what's up, man? Welcome back to The Fighting Entrepreneur.
Awesome. Thank you for having me here again. And man, I got to say, you guys have an amazing podcast, and those are listening right now, like the things that even I learned from this podcast is truly amazing. So if you guys haven't subscribed to the podcast, you guys got to do it right now.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. That, you know, is still not going to get you away from a big grilling that you're going to get on this episode. We're going to make sure you teach everybody all your best stuff. So real quick, Fred, you know the tradition here. You got to raise your right hand and repeat after me. Just because we're quarantined, it doesn't mean that we don't follow traditions. So I, Fred Lam.
I, Fred Lam.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
To tell the truth, but nothing but the truth.
And reveal all my Facebook lead ads secrets.
And revealed all my Facebook lead ad secrets.
That's awesome. All right. Well, listen. So for those of you listening right now, I revealed it right there. We're going to talk about Facebook lead ads. This is something that even I should be doing that I'm not doing, that Fred does a lot of. He's actually generated an entire software to help automate the process. It's pretty killer stuff. And so Fred, before we talk about lead ads, I mean, you gave a great, actually, let's give a little bit of a teaser before we do a little story talk, but 4,000 leads, you did this in a live environment too, which is crazy. You were proving it to people. Can you just give us a little backstory and then we'll come and talk about you and talk about what you did and the strategy and everything. Last but not least, I want to let everybody know that we are running a free workshop with Fred. And so the URL for that is in the description if you're watching on YouTube, or if you're listening to us, you can just go to lurn.com and type in lead ads. There you go. L-E, I just made it up, so I'm going to have to create this after we're done. Lead ads. LURN.com/LEADADS. LEADADS. Yes. Lead ads. Okay. So LURN.com/lead ads. Now, Fred, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about what the heck this 4,000 leads was about.
All right. So I was doing a live video training, and originally I was planning on, you know what? I'll just show people how to generate 100 leads live on a webinar to show the exact formula and to show step-by-step on exactly how to build an email business on a particular topic. So right out of the gate, I went into the video training mode, I start recording, and then I put in $200 budget. So I was like, all right, let's see what I can do with that. So I was doing the recording, I let the ad run. And at the end of the recording, I went in and showed everyone, all right, let's see if I actually got 100 leads live on a training. And then long and behold, I actually got 300 leads, and it was coming in at around 20 cents per lead. Now, give in mind that the ad was just active, so the learning machine and everything hasn't kicked in yet. And I'm like, all right, let me actually run this ad a little bit longer and see how it goes. And in 24 hours, we were able to actually generate 2,000 leads. And then afterwards, no, we were actually generated in one full day. So the first day the ad went live, it actually generated 2,000. The next day, it generated another 2,000. And here's the crazy part. I let it run for 4 days, and we got 10,000 person email list in the keto market, just right in the keto market.
Wow.
And the thing was, I didn't create the lead magnet myself because I was doing the live training, and I wasn't able to actually create the lead magnet on a live training scenario because that will take some time. So I did a little of a hack, a hacky way, which is completely legal. Everyone can have access to it. And then in 4 days, we generated a 10,000 person email list, and we even actually got sales in our ClickBank account because I don't have a keto offer. I was just doing it as a live example.
Man, that's amazing. And of course, you know, I want everyone to understand, he's going to refine those ads. He's going to get the targeting better. His costs may go up a little bit, but he's going to get the quality people out. But he started at freaking 11 cents, 10,000 list in a matter of just a few days in a market as competitive as keto. I mean, that's a pretty competitive marketplace. You know, weight loss, diet, health, we know that to be a really, really powerful space for internet marketing. And so really cool case study. And I know you've expressed lead ads to me before, Fred, and I've not literally like given it too much attention. So this right here, this podcast, we're going to break it down, and I'm going to ask you different ways I can use it for myself. And then everyone who's watching, you get a chance to listen and learn and hopefully apply it to your business. And hopefully you show up for our workshop, and you can actually see his like software and his hacks in place. He'll do this live demo, and he'll hopefully try to generate leads live too. It's a lot of fun. So Fred, let's dive right into it. I want to just do a round one, like 2 minute intro about who the heck you are. Why should people listen to Fred Lam? So round one, Fred Lam, who the heck are you and why should I listen to you?
To make sure that everyone understands, I teach Anik about media buying. So I think that one sentence is already finished introducing myself already. Just kidding. So been a media buyer ever since like 14 years ago, and I love media buying. I only look at business models, for example, e-commerce, affiliate marketing, digital publishing, as just the vehicle. And in order for you to drive the vehicle, you got to actually get traffic to it. So in my whole career, I love media buying. I always try new things, and obviously I share new things to Anik, and he never listens until he finds out, like, holy crap, what on earth are you doing? And then he tries doing it. So I love it. It's just that it is a kind of like a hobby of mine on really understanding the psychological behavior of people when they are seeing your ad and what happens in the customer journey. So obviously, when I first started to actually share my knowledge online, obviously, thanks to Anik pushing me for several years before I actually decided to share my knowledge, ever since I started sharing my knowledge, our students, just in the e-commerce side of things, have generated nearly $40 million worth of student results using the trainings that I've actually created. Obviously got endorsed by renowned entrepreneurs like Robert Kiyosaki, Les Brown, and Onyx himself right there. Awarded Inc. 5000 as one of the fastest growing company in America. So all those fancy awards, I actually have those. But what's more important is really the student results, like I said. Now, what really allowed me to start to innovate with lead ads and to get into more of email marketing, it's really because a lot of students of mine have been asking me, hey, Fred, do you teach something else rather than just e-commerce? We want to actually build a portfolio of different online businesses. And I'm like, all right, let me spend some time and go see how I can innovate with my media buying skills to create a new kind of business model that is available. Now, one thing that I personally love to learn is email marketing. Now, Onyx is definitely my copywriter, and I learned all my email tactics actually from him. And I'm like, you know what? I'm already learning this. I know how to basically now become an email marketer. Let me actually figure out if there's a way to automate the process to actually get leads to become my subscriber so that I can continue to monetize from it. Because knowing the fact that the bigger your email list is, the more money you are going to be making. And it is an asset to the company. So I was like, you know what? Let me see if I can figure this out. So then that's where I gone ahead and start playing around with lead ads. And then long and behold, the strategy works phenomenally well. And the beauty is that I was like, all right, I'm trying to actually create something to help people to get started quickly. So I need to eliminate the headaches of the person needing to understand how to create a website or understand how to create a product. I'm like, all right, what is the lowest hanging fruit? So I was like, all right, let's me play with, okay, so I have to combine media buying together along with no website and no products. So I start fiddling around with Facebook, and I realized that they have a very specific objective, which is lead ads. And I start playing around with it, and it's most interestingly enough, their policy isn't as strict. So I can actually do affiliate marketing with lead ads. So when I combine those together, then long and behold, things work really well. And I even shared it to a group of community, and they're even getting leads as little as 3 cents. So my whole career is like really developing systems, figuring out what is the next trend, and then really sharing those knowledge down to actually have an impact into individuals that wanted to build a business or those that wanted to actually scale. So long story short.
How much have you invested in advertising, would you say? How much have you spent on advertising so far in your career?
Rough question. I think right now, just on Facebook, around $8 million. On Google, easily five. So at least multiples, eight figures right now. Yeah. Just
and I mean, and you got to think about that, right, everybody? And Fred's not going to spend that unless he's making much more than that back. So he'd go broke real quick. So Fred, let's take a little bit of a pivot. I want to move into round two and ask you a tough question. Fred, round two, Facebook ads. So many people have left. We're in an interesting time right now. The economy is in a turmoil. People are locked in their homes. It's kind of a crazy world. Never thought we'd be living in something like this. And so many people are scared. They pulled back on spending on ads. It's like scary, right? Oh my God, I'm going to spend money. And yet here you are telling us that we should be buying lead ads, which I hate to use the word buying because it's a spend word. It's investing and it's like, 11 cents, 6 cents, whatever. But still, what is your take on this? Why Facebook ads right now? Why shouldn't we run to the hills like everybody else?
So really great question that you ask. First of all, right now, Facebook ads in general, it's at an all-time low. A lot of local businesses, large brands are basically backing out because they're forced to really shut down their business and everyone have to go digital. When that happens, there's going to be more inventory. And when there's more inventory, that means that the cost is going to be lower. Now, on top of that, because we're now all in quarantine, everyone is in lockdown, and most people actually spend more time on Facebook. And because of what is happening in our economy and what's happening around the world, everyone is actually checking out social media more often. So when you have two factors, number one, big brands and local businesses stop advertising, and there's a surge of people actively on Facebook, then there's going to be more inventory that's going to be available and less people advertising, which means that cost is going to go down significantly. And we've seen 30 to 40% reduction in the last couple of weeks because of these two variables that's coming hand to hand together. So a lot of times I can even tell you, if you created an online business before, or you were having a campaign that was breaking even, if you actually go back in using the same ad, using the same targeting, you may actually be profitable because of the reduction right now. So it's all about supply and demand. There's a lot of supply and there's a less amount of advertisers wanting that supply, the cost goes down.
Yeah, and I can definitely vouch for this, everybody. Our ad costs are down 30, 40%. Our CPMs are down, leads are cheaper, and there's no reason not to be. Conversions are just as good for digital programs. And if you have an e-commerce business or if you have an online business, I mean, it's really the best time to be generating leads and building relationships with these people. Because once you get the lead, doesn't matter if you got it for cheap or for expensive, they're yours. And so even when we get out of this economic shutdown and people go back, that's your lead and you continue to market to them for so long. Okay, so Fred, I'm going to move into round three. This is when we're going to get into the juicy stuff. We keep saying lead ads. What the heck is a lead ad? So we're going to talk about that in round three. So let's do that now.
One second.
Okay, so now I want to get in. We've been talking about lead ads. So round number three, Fred, can you walk me through a visual? What is a lead ad? How is it different than the other ads? I mean, I know Facebook ads, but you keep saying lead ads. What is that?
So a lead ad is a specific objective that is available to everyone inside your Facebook account. And when the consumer actually look at the ad, it is exactly like a Facebook ad, just like anything else. But then when the person actually clicks on the ad, instead of going to a landing page, it opens up a form living right inside Facebook. And the beauty is that all the information that you wanted to collect are going to be pre-populated with the Facebook's user's information. So the person just simply need to click on submit, and that lead becomes your lead right away without going to a landing page, and everything is natively living right inside Facebook.
So a couple of things here I grab. First of all, the person, so it looks like an ad. I'm scrolling on Facebook, scroll. I see an ad. The difference is when I click the ad, instead of going to a web page, a little form thingy just pops up. And that's already filled out with my actual information. So now I'm going to get like the email that I use at Facebook, which is going to be typically my best email for most people. And that'll be pre-filled out. And so the customer or this person just has to hit a button. And all that information, now I can get more than just email, right? I can get their name. I can get, what kind of information can I get out of Facebook?
So you can get their name, phone number, email, postal code, their status, simply, what else? There's a whole bunch.
And they don't have to sit there and fill this out one by one. I mean, this could be pre-filled. I just have to select it when I create my lead ad saying, hey, Facebook, give me all this data. And then the person hits one button and poof, all that data is fed and now owned by me. No longer, so Facebook no longer has rights to it. I mean, they have rights to it, but I have my own rights to it. Okay, so a couple of questions come up. Where does that data go? Does Facebook did they send it to my autoresponder? Do they send it to my email client, my CRM, or does it like just sit somewhere? What happens with the data? So two-part question, what happens with the data? And what happens with the user? So typically on Facebook, I'm used to clicking an ad and then I open to a new page and I'm off into this new world and I've left Facebook. But that this person, they click submit, information shoots off. What happens to them? So what happens to the information and what happens to the person?
Well, that's a really good question, because this is where it is a huge flaw with Facebook lead ad. First of all, the lead information is stored inside your Facebook page. It's inside a very hidden folder that you got to actually go in to grab it every single time. And the challenge comes up is because of this flaw, the lead receives nothing from you. It's not like where Facebook will automatically send the lead to your autoresponder or CRM. They don't do that. They expect you to go download the lead and then go follow up the lead every single day, which is that's not a wise way to do it, right? We run a business, we want to get it as automated as possible, and we saw this flaw, and we're like, well, in order for us to actually get this to work, we know that the lead will need to receive an email from us literally in minutes that they submit it, or else that lead is going to forget what they have opted into, or they have will forget who we are, and it will be a worthless lead to the company. So we then went ahead and started to actually create a software where it automates the entire process so that when the lead comes in, you don't have to do any downloading. It automatically gets sent into our software called Leads Tunnel, and it will then sync all the lead information into your CRM or autoresponder so that it will send out the email right away. So nothing needs to be done on your end, and your lead are going to be still really basically be kept as hot the entire time.
Okay, so you built this like interlacing thingamajigger, which is awesome. And by the way, I've seen it and used it. It is really cool. And so instant experience, the lead will get that warm message. It's completely automated. It's not something you have to sit and run. It just runs on its own, and it works with pretty much all the different autoresponder companies out there. And so this, and I can't believe that someone like Facebook wouldn't actually have built that, because it's, well, whatever. So that's what happens to the data. And that's awesome. And if you want to see a live demo of it, again, just come go to LURN.com/leadads, LEADADS, lead ads, or click in the description if you're watching on YouTube. And we're going to actually do a demo of this. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to get Fred to train on it, teach it. We're going to do live demonstration and generate leads, and you get to see the software in action. So number two, Fred, what happens to the person?
Well, the person, if they simply just go into a confirmation screen. So when they submit the information, it'll say, all right, thanks. And then from there, it actually opens up a lot of opportunity. So if the person would actually expect or thinking that, all right, you should be getting me an email, that's where leads tone come in place, that they're going to send the email so the user can do whatever they want next. Now, when we implement our strategy, we're like, there's an opportunity right there. So when the person simply have submitted their information to you and saw the confirmation screen on Facebook saying whatever you want and you can customize it. And in this example, let's say, congratulations, please check your email inbox for your download link on whatever the person's opting into. And then you can actually create a message to segment or to get them into the next step of the journey. What I mean by that is say, hey, meanwhile, we have this amazing free training for you. Click the button below to actually watch it right now. So when they click on it, they can actually be brought into a sales funnel right away. Kind of like basically a segue page in terms of copywriting to get the person into the next step of the journey. Now, for those of you that are like, well, I don't have a business yet. I'm still thinking about it on starting a business or wanting to build an email business really quickly. You can actually put an affiliate link right on that. And when they click on it, it gets them directly to a website that's using your affiliate link. Now, here's the crazy part. A lot of people are like, well, Facebook don't like affiliate marketing. They don't like to actually have affiliate links in any of the ad. Well, the beauty about the Facebook lead ad is that when you're creating that form and when you actually put in the affiliate URL, and what happens is that once the affiliate URL is basically being created, when you create the form, and if it is violating Facebook's policy, if the link is actually suspended on Facebook, the form will actually tell you that, hey, there's a problem, you cannot run this ad. So before you even get your ad disapproved, you actually are told if you can actually run the ad or not. So it actually protects you in terms of compliance as well.
So have you ever tracked what percentage of people, because this is, okay, I'm going to be very honest. This was like one of my pushbacks with lead ads when they first came out. Because if you ever see the way I teach email marketing, I say the first place where you can monetize is on the thank you page. And in a traditional opt-in funnel, 100% of the people that give you their email address see the thank you page, right? Because it's just part of the funnel. But in this case, not everyone does, and I don't trust everyone in actually checking their emails. So I'm just curious, have you ever checked how many people actually hit the confirmation page, like they click one more time to go to the confirmation page versus just go back to Facebook?
Well, the clicking on the confirmation page to the actual landing page, we're seeing around 25 to 30%.
Okay. All right. So about a third of them are still going there. And then the rest of them, you're hopefully just grabbing them from email. Mm-hmm. Powerful stuff. So I want everyone to think about this. So we go back to the case study where Fred shared with us how he generated 4,000 in 24 hours and then it became 10,000 for like 11 cents. So that means that he was able to grab someone out of Facebook with their genuine email address that they're using for Facebook, their name, and pull them out of Facebook, put them into his autoresponder. And for every person, it cost like 11 cents at that time. And then if he kept refining it, he could go either way. It could have gotten cheaper or could maybe gone up a little bit more, but then the quality would have shot through the roof. That, like, for someone like me who's just loves email marketing, like I'm sitting here and I'm like, okay, this is too easy. So one of the rounds we're going to go over, Fred, I'm going to ask you about like how I could use this for myself, for Learn Nation. But I want to move into round number four. I want to talk about the depth of this. We have a lot of different types of people listening. I mean, you have people that run all kinds of businesses. So I'd love to kind of quiz you a little short, fast round on how different people could use it. So let's move into round number four. Round number four. It's going to be like a, what do you want to call it? Rapid fire. Okay. A little bit. Something new. I want you to, well, before we do the rapid fire, what kinds of businesses do you find using lead ads very effectively? Like give me a full shebang of the different types. Because I know you've worked with so many different types of companies and different students who use lead ads. Give me an example or multiple examples of.
So anything to do with email marketing. So email marketing, affiliate marketing, and multiple niches. And I should say all niches for affiliate marketing actually works really, really well. We're still playing around with a full-blown case study. I don't want to say that this is the holy grail of everything. We're still innovating as we speak right now. So e-com, we're still playing around with it. And we haven't had full data to prove that it is actually better than conversion at right now. But local business that wanted to actually generate leads, like automotive, we're able to actually help BMW and Lexus to use a similar strategy to get leads for like $6 on someone wanting to actually buy a premium car. Car insurance, real estate, mortgage brokers, insurance agents, like literally any verticals or industry that wants leads. This is like absolutely perfect.
So I want everyone to think about this, right? If and there's another thing that Fred teaches, which we're not talking about yet, but he teaches you how to basically become a lead, like a lead shop where you actually start charging people for leads. And so as we come out of this economic shutdown, just to kind of, I'm going to steal Fred's thunder here, but I want everyone to understand this is like Fred's idea. I thought it was brilliant. You know, think about the insurance salesman. Think about the local car dealerships, freaking a Lexus $6 lead. Like, and by the way, I've seen him actually, one of his students, I've seen him doing it like left and right. All of car companies, like these dealer companies, insurance salesmen, local restaurants, local, I don't care, gyms, how many memberships of gym loss, they're going to be dying for, they're going to be looking to spend marketing. Because the other thing is like, I know they're losing revenue right now, but they're also not spending on advertising, right? So they're going to have all this budget and here they're going to have all this risk. Oh my God, I don't know how to do it. And you come in and you're like, hey, 10 bucks a lead, $5 a lead. And you can make all this massive margin using Fred's automated software, which was like, when I heard that or saw that, I just thought that was such a brilliant little model. So it's like, even if you're in a place where you're not looking to build leads, oh man, there's a huge opportunity coming your way. You really should get ahead of it. So Fred, that Lexus one, that's interesting. So what kind of lead is it? Is that a lead that's saying, hey, I want a test drive? Like that's how committed they are? Or is it they're like, yeah, I like Lexus. Like what quality of lead is that?
There are basically people that are already in market and wanted to actually get a price quote or have a specific model in mind that they want to get a pricing on, or ones that wanted to actually buy already that are in market right away.
Okay, dude, that's crazy. Because that is so specific. For $6, I feel like a dealer would probably pay $600 from what I know about dealerships. What can you walk me through that? Like, what was the targeting? Walk me through the ad. What did it look like? Give me a visual. I know we have to do this in an audio format, but like, what was your targeting? Did you do a local targeting? And then how did you get to Lexus? How do you get to someone who's in market to buy a Lexus on Facebook? How do you target that?
So obviously this is kind of like talking about the lead ads with local business. We take a strategy where we do blanket targeting. So what this is within the radius miles of where the dealership is serving, we create a, let's say, a 25-mile radius right around that dealership, and anything related to Lexus, they're going to see a specific ad, and it's a very simple ad. It's just say, looking for Lexus, we have these deals, sign up to get some special pricing. That's it. So the ad itself already filters out the people that are not interested and are going to capture the ones that are actually looking for specifically for a car, right? And yeah. Lexus in specific. Then we actually went a little bit wider and we gone after with other models or brands that are competitors of Lexus. So obviously one really big competitor of Lexus is Toyota. We went after Toyota, but that brand, everyone within that area that is into Toyota, whatever model they're into, and run the same ad and consistently left, right, and center, $6 a lead. And the crazy part is that the ad, this particular case study, this ad has been up for 4 months now, okay? And is still producing $6 a lead till this point.
Man, okay. That's exciting stuff. So that one may not be as relevant to a lot of people watching right now, right? I was just curious how you get $6 Lexus leads. It's crazy. You just did blanket targeting and then you let Facebook's algorithm do what the heck they want. They find the people. What about the keto one? 11 cents a lead in keto. Keto is, I feel like weight loss is a tough market. So most people don't know this. So I'll reveal it to you. I have my next list I want to build. My idea is there. Well, it's not really an idea. It's just my next email list I really want to build. Like, I want to be an affiliate again. I really miss being an affiliate. Ever since I've been with Learn, you know, we don't do as much affiliate things now. And so it's all serious at Learn. Being an affiliate sometimes is a lot more fun. You get to play around and get to find good products. So I want to go into the financial space. All right. I want to have an email list that I can talk to and teach options trading and Forex trading and real estate investing and all kinds of money growth and investment stuff. I don't know all of it. So that gives me an opportunity to endorse other people's affiliate programs. And I think the first thing I think when I thought about this, I was like, oh, it's so expensive. Like, financial leads are going to be so expensive. I better make money quickly on it. So with that said, Mr. Fred Lamb, you say you're in the health space generating 11 cent leads in keto. I would think keto is just as expensive. Maybe it's not. I don't know. What was your targeting? What was the ad like? And then I want you to pivot and I want you to build me a full business plan for taking over the financial space. I want to build a 100,000 person quality list in the financial space. So first tell me about the keto one and then we're going to go to round five and you're going to build me a whole strategy.
All right. So you're definitely putting me right on the spot. Okay.
You know, I always do. Right.
So targeting wise, I got to tell you, the most interesting about lead ads is that you want to actually go wide. So I'll review to you. The targeting that I use was just one keyword, ketosis. That's it.
Wow. Okay.
And because the facts, so there's two things that really gave us the ability to get leads at such a low cost. Number one is when I go after the targeting ketosis, it's going after like millions and millions of people. So when it comes to lead ad, the bigger the audience size is, the better. But you still have to make sure that it is relevant to the market or to the niche that you are going after. So obviously, with a keto cookbook, ketosis makes perfect sense. And the audience is massive, which I love it, right? So it's super relevant, massive market. The second thing is that because lead ad, it's a different objective compared to conversion ads, which everyone is using, and that's why cost was so high before all the lockdown and the quarantine happens. That's where everyone was starting to suffer because of conversion ad. Everyone is bidding on the same kind of ad. But with lead ad, it's like hitting little loophole that no one is using, but it's still showing to those right people, same amount of people that are interested. But then because there are less competition on that particular objective, the cost is so much less. So when you combine a big targeting with simply less competition on the particular objective, the cost is going to be far lower regardless of how competitive the niche is. And to top it all off, you want to run all placement. Let Facebook figure it out, right? Let Facebook get you the lowest cost per click, and that's really it. And if you guys want to have real proof that what I'm saying is true, go to Statista's website. They have a specific study that showed that lead ad versus conversion ad, the CPM is nearly 40% less using the same targeting. Now, I didn't make this up. It's by Statista.
So Fred, I want to pause you because there's a lot of things you said that a lot of our listeners may or may not understand, and I want to give them hope right now. So first of all, he said objective, right? Let me explain that, everybody. There is, I've been saying this, that what I've figured out now from talking to Fred, because we're friends, I talk to him all the time, and why I'm so excited about lead ads is because, especially lead ads right now in this current economy. So first reason is, look, the economy is down, the economy is down, right? So Facebook ad costs are super down. I think everyone can understand that. Imagine the fact that every local business is no longer doing advertising. Makes sense. They're shut down. So imagine how many less people are competing. So that drops ad costs. So, you know, win number one for you is that you have a lot less to spend on ads. Okay. Number two, this is like a whammy now. This is like a double whammy, right? It stacks on top. Is you're doing a type of what they call objective, a type of ad that no one else does it, that very few people do to begin with. So even 3 months ago, very few people were running this. And that was when Fred says, Statista even shows that the cost of running that type of ad is literally a quarter. It's a quarter. So A, costs are down. Then you do this type of ad that no one else is doing. So Facebook, because Facebook processes everything in buckets, right? So here's the conversion ad buckets. Here's the click ad buckets. Here's the image ad buckets. Here's the video ad buckets. And then you got these ads that no one's doing, lead ads. So the costs are just insanely lower because of that. And then Fred had also mentioned things like wider audience. He has mentioned things like do all placements. You might be wondering, what the heck is that? This is why you should show up for the workshop, because he's going to teach all of this. He's going to show you, he's actually going to launch an ad. So you get to watch all the process, what he's doing, where he's clicking, so you can learn to click it. That's why I want you to go to learn.com/lead ads, L-E-A-D ads, and then you can see all about that. Okay, Fred, I want to move into round number five because I'm greedy and I want you to build my strategy for me because it's going to be fun. All right. Okay, round number five. I'm excited, selfish. Fred, I want to build a 100,000 person list, financial space. I want good people. I don't just want a bunch of looky-loos. I want people, okay, I'll put it out there. I want people with money. I want people that have investing capital, that aren't afraid to buy investing courses and investing programs. And I don't need to get 6 cent leads and 11 cent leads. I understand the value of a lead. Walk me through, my friend. I'm ready to do this. I literally want to use lead ads, especially right now. This is the best time for me to launch a new business, if ever. I've been sitting and thinking about this for a year. I think I'm ready to do it now. So walk me through my strategy.
All right. So I follow a three-step system whenever I go with lead ad, creating a new business, kind of like the keto list I was talking about. So the first thing is your lead magnet. You want to create an irresistible offer. And also, the lead magnet itself is simply designed to filter out the people that you want to actually become your email subscriber. So let's say that you create either a free book, or let's say more better one. Let's say that you can actually create a alert list, a Forex trading alert list, telling you what to actually get into at a certain time. You can basically say, got $1,000 to invest, try our free alert list of Forex related stuff that people are going to get emails on notifying them exactly what to actually buy. So first of all, when you paint the picture of hey, you need at least $1,000, guess what? You are only going to be extracting from the targeting those that actually have money. Now they become your email subscriber. Obviously, you want to create the lead capture mechanism, right? With Facebook lead ad, to run that and automate the process so that when the lead comes in, it's sent to your autoresponder. In your autoresponder, you want to start going to step three, which is monetizing from it, right? You can promote another affiliate offer, you can promote or a webinar, you can promote anything that you want. Now, the whole thing is really, again, using the ad to filter out who you actually want to become your email subscriber, and then simply just set up a lead ad to give that lead magnet away and monetize it with your emails. That's it.
what kind of targeting would I do for, so I don't really know if I want, I guess I want like, you know what, let me describe the kind of person I want. I want someone like me. So someone like me, I'm interested in kind of all things. I'm learning about options trading. I'm learning about stock investing. I'm learning about mutual funds. I'm learning about real estate. I'm learning about Forex. I don't really care. I'm, you know, and I'm more interested right now in getting into a great community and then following their alerts and their triggers and all of that. So I'm really, I guess in the end, looking for someone with a little bit of money that's curious across the board. What kind of targetings would I do? Because with ketosis, you did a really generic one. What comes to mind for you, for me?
Same thing. I would suggest you go even generic. Go after like people that are interested in Forex investing, going after people into binary, going after people that are following simply large brands that are talking about stocks and investments.
Like TD Ameritrade and stuff like that.
That's it.
Interesting. All right. Well, I'm going to be very curious to try it. I want to move into round six, and then we're going to wrap this thing up because it's been really powerful. And I know that you're just going to go into all the details in the workshop, so I'll save some of my questions for that. Round number six, I'm going to, again, selfishly use this moment to talk to you about the versatility of lead ads, because right now we're talking about building an email list, but I'm curious, can we do more with it? So round number six, the versatility of lead ads. Fred, you know, I do a lot of webinars. It's a big part of our business at Learn. So there's like this one function of our business that we do a lot of, which is webinars, right? And so much so that I actually have an event called WebinarCon with, you know, Andy and Ron, and we teach other people who do webinars. Like, we're all about webinars, okay? Number two, this is my dream. This is my passion. This is my baby. This is my heart, is my Learn Nation platform. And so to join Learn Nation, all we ask for is first name, last name, email, and then password. So let's start, we'll come to there for a second, because if this cost is so cheap, I'm just wondering if I'm missing out on a huge opportunity to be picking up a bunch of members for dirt cheap right now. But let's come talk about the webinars first. I do webinars all the time. In my advertising, $5 to $7 per webinar registration is what we're picking up. So we are doing, you know, I've talked about this before in my advertising stuff. Like, I do like what I call blitz ads. You know that. I'll go in after our warm audience for about a week and a half, like blitz them with ads. So I'm not going cold because I want people that know me and that, you know, will show up for the webinar. And I'm paying $5, $6, $7 per registration. How would lead ads work? It's a go-to webinar funnel. Like, you know, does that work? Can I opt people into GoToWebinar? Like, would I save money? Would it be cheaper? Would I lose? Would they not show up? Like, give me some ideas.
So there are different ways to approach it. First of all, to answer your question, if you use lead ads and leads tunnel, it can automatically register a person into GoToWebinar. Just letting you know. So from a lead ad, they can sign up for a webinar. Now, if you want to basically say, all right, you want to get like super high quality, you want more attendees to show up rather than just shoving a whole bunch of people in, hoping that they remember, one of the best way that we've seen is simply going from signing up a webinar or giving away a free book or lead magnet. And on the thank you screen, okay, on the thank you screen, you can then say, hey, I got a free live training coming up. Click the link below, and then it actually then gets them into registering for the webinar. So It's either if you want quality or quantity, and you debate on which strategy works best for your audience, and obviously backed up by data, and then you use either or of the strategy. Sign the person up directly to GoToWebinar, or simply just give away a free lead magnet. Once you actually got that lead, right inside the thank you screen to then segue them in into a webinar registration page.
So I'm curious, I'm not going to hold you to it, but I'm just curious. If I pay $5 to $7 per webinar registration right now, the traditional way, right? Video ad, click a link, go off to this page, read it, sign up. And I'm warm audience, so it's not a huge audience. It's the opposite of the strategy you were sharing, where you're going after the biggest audience as possible. Do you think I'll actually save money with lead ads, or do you think I'll end up spending the same because my audiences are smaller?
That's a really good question. So we tried this twice. One is getting the same result, so same cost per lead for webinar attendees and webinar registrations. The other one is actually lower. Now, it is lower because of the fact that we were basically signing people up directly to a webinar right on the page. So again, it's all about testing and what your audience is. And one thing to really be more obviously giving a more advanced approach onto this is that because you're a warm audience, the CPM will roughly be the same. It won't be less cheaper based on the objective because already Facebook know who you are. Facebook know all those audience and they're just getting people in front of those audience. So like I said, it's all really about testing, but we've seen results the same, or we see results that were basically having a savings in terms of the leads, but we never really tracked the number of attendance, the difference between the webinar attendance, which is what we're going to try next, to really just create a specifically that campaign with nothing else and look at the number of live attendees and calculate back how much it cost us per live attendee versus the traditional route of doing it.
No, I get that. That's awesome. And then what about Learn Nation? This is a custom application. And I'm asking, so when you go to learn.com, it says first name, last name, email, and password. Is there a creative way for us to integrate this? Because with Learn Nation, I can go wide. And I feel like from what you're saying, I could probably pick up members for like a buck or, you know, $1.50 or something. I don't want to miss out on that opportunity. Because right now, if we do ads, we're paying about $4, $5, $6 per member. And for me, it's a long-term investment. With the Learn Nation member, it could take me a year or two. I'm fine. So how does that work? If I got a custom application here, I'm asking for password, how do I integrate that with lead ads?
Well, one thing that obviously this is a kind of like a programming side of things. One strategy or one thing that we can entertain is when the person gives you their name, email address, it automatically go into a database, which triggers a temporary password or login credentials to that individual, where that person then go to their email inbox and then click that link to log in and change the password.
Okay. All right.
That would be, I think, the easiest way.
Okay. So there has to be a bit of a technical change. Could there be a field that they have to fill out in the form on Facebook? So when Facebook form pops up, it's like first name, last name, email, those are auto-filled. And then it says password selection and they have to write one in. And then that feeds it into the system. You could do that too?
You could do that too. You can actually customize your own fields to ask for whatever you want.
Mm, wow.
But are people going to be safe on putting a password into an opt-in form? I don't know about that, right?
That's true too. Yeah, I don't know about the security, but that's a good point. Good point. Wow. Awesome. Man, got my juices flowing. Lots of ideas. I'm really excited to see the workshop. I want to see this thing in action and I want to see, because I know you've made a bunch of changes to it and you've refined and you've just getting better and better results by the day. So I want to invite everybody to come to learn.com/lead ads, that LURN.com/LEADADS, lead ads, for the workshop that we're going to do with Fred. He's going to show you all of this. He's going to show you inside the Facebook ads accounts. He's going to show you how to create the ad, how to put it up, and then how to use his software to automate the whole process to build basically leads for pennies on the lead, especially during this current time. There's no better time to be doing Facebook ads than right now. So with that said, Fred, I'm going to leave it to you, man. Any closing words before we shut off here? This has been awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all of this.
Well, first of all, thank you for inviting me to come on. And you guys definitely subscribe to the Fighting Entrepreneur podcast. And also make sure that you register your seat if you are wanting to actually see me live on building step-by-step 100% email list right on the live webinar. And I'm going to actually go in detail about how to create a lead magnet for free. No time, like I'm going to show you a hack where it blew Onyx mind when I showed him that you don't even have to spend a penny or do anything. You can have a really amazing lead magnet that you can give away. And on the webinar, I'm also going to actually show you how to set up a lead ad to automate the process. And best of all, I'm going to share with you 3 strategies that you can instantly start monetizing with your email list, without a website, and without a product. So if you wanted to learn this, see a live demo, make sure that you go sign up and save your seat right now.
Oh man, I can't wait. That'll be awesome. So listen, if you're watching on YouTube, do me a favor, click subscribe, leave a comment below, click the bell icon, click the thumbs up icon. If you're listening to us on iTunes or any of the other amazing podcast platforms out there, go leave us a great review. Please tell others about The Fighting Entrepreneur. We bring you amazing entrepreneurs from all over the world. quarantine or not, we continue to level up our knowledge and become better entrepreneurs and chase our dreams. So with that said, thank you so much for being here. As I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back, you fighting entrepreneurs. Do not dare use this time as an excuse to stop fighting for your dreams. Every minute counts. Go out there, fight for them. I'll see you on the workshop with Fred. I'll see you inside learned.com, LURN.com. This is Onyx and all signing off. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Singhal.